This is from Bear Bait by Pamela Beeson, read by Veronica James. When she was about 50 yards away, the flashlight ahead winked out. She crouched behind a tree, afraid she'd been discovered. But after a minute, she heard snuffling noises, and peeking around the tree trunk, she could barely make out the shape of a man. He was simply standing there, barely moving. She froze. After another moment, he threw something away from his body. She could tell from the motion that his back was turned toward her. She crept closer. His flashlight suddenly blazed again. The beam swept overhead. Sam pressed herself to the ground alongside a fire-blackened log, hoping her clothes and hair and skin were now filthy enough to blend into the scenery. She was afraid to breathe. What the hell had she been thinking anyway? If the intruder had a gun, and hadn't the paintball warriors of a few days ago been armed with real bullets as well as paintballs? He could easily fire a couple of bullets into her prone form. After another pass, the light flicked off again. His shadow remained still. Moving slowly and silently, she drew herself into a crouch behind the huge stump of an ancient cedar. What now? She listened for a minute. Was that a sob? She peered around the charred and crumbling cedar. The man's head was now softly lit by a patch of moonlight. He had dark hair, and she had the impression that he was young. That and his husky shape was all she could make out. She pressed her back to the stump and waited. Suddenly, the horrible thought flashed into her mind that he might be waiting for his comrades, in which case she'd made the worst possible choice she could have by sneaking up on him. As she debated her options, the distant rumble of a truck engine joined his quiet snuffling. Someone was driving up the track she'd hiked yesterday. A pair of lights flickered in the far woods. Headlights. The fellow behind her noticed, too, because he growled, "What the fuck?" and turned away from the mine pit. The snap of a twig told her he had stepped in her direction. Oh, geez, not now. The adrenaline coursing through her veins urged her to run, but instead she stayed in place, raised her hand to her mouth, and bit down hard on the knuckle of her first finger. Oh, God, don't let this be some sort of poacher rendezvous with me in the middle. Why hadn't she brought the Glock? Why hadn't she gone with Chase, even if she had to sleep in the car? Her heart pounded so loudly in her ears that she was surprised to hear the crash of metal against rock. The movement of headlights stopped. She heard muffled thumps of heavy doors opening. Her booby trap had worked. The footsteps behind her came closer. Shit! She pressed herself harder against the stump, willing herself invisible. If he were focused on the vehicle in the distance, he'd pass right by. And he must have, because she could no longer hear him moving. She heard two angry male voices, interspersed with the grinding of gears and whine of wheels spinning against the ground. She took a deep breath, crawled to the nearest tree, and pulled herself up with shaking fingers, staring toward the dim glow of headlights through the trees. It occurred to her that if the intruders wanted to hike out, the trail around Marmot Lake was the closest route back to civilization. They might walk right past her tent. If the sniffling man by the mine was waiting for the others, they'd surely come her way, because he had to have a vehicle parked at the end of the lake trail. Why hadn't she thought of this before? She waited for the confrontation of the three men. Instead, she heard the thuds of two doors closing, and after a painful squeal of metal against rock, the headlights backed away. The engine noise of the departing vehicle was loud in the night. Did she dare move toward her tent? The throb of the engine died away, leaving only the rhythmic sigh of the wind. But she didn't feel even a whisper of breeze. It hit her in a rush that she was listening to breathing. Her own breath stopped at the thought. Bile rose into her throat, burning and bitter. She could feel him close, just behind her right shoulder. "I could kill you right now." His voice was surprisingly gentle. "What's stopping you, then?" She was amazed to hear her own voice come out so brazen. She wanted to step out and confront him, go down like a fighter, but she couldn't make her body move away from the solidity of the tree trunk. It's not yet time. She heard him move away like a rattlesnake, uncoiling and slithering into the brush. After a few seconds, she let her legs collapse under her and sat down hard on the ground. In the distance, the intruder's flashlight flicked on. He was on the trail around the lake. He was taking his time, knowing that even if she called for backup, he'd still make good his escape.